Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. The streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruz. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Sprint. I feel a vibe and I hear the rumor. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, for pressure bust pipes. I know I spatted to y'all. To know me's to love me. You see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coolio, they pop you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you
it's
fall.
It's the street, the talk, the sports talk, show. With a twist of hip-hop. And we bring it to you from the street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got my co-host, the Dream Team, Top God, T Rizzy, ICE, and the engineer who brings the funk, who controls everything, the maestro, OG the Buck.
We in the building,
baby. Motherfuckers, yeah.
And you know, OG the Buck, you know why it's a van glorious day, man. First of all, shout out to Heaven O, man. Shout out to Heaven O. today is your boy, Uncle Siegel's B-Day today, man. It's Uncle Bugsy Siegel's B-Day today. We used to get picked up in the ring. Oh, we in the building. So dedicating today's show to, you know what I mean, our dude, man, our unk, man, me and OG the Buck, our unk, man, you know, Bugsy Siegel. Shout out to old Bugsy, man. But yeah, we've been talking about social injustice and things like that. And we want to first, in our first segment, give a shout out and talk about the great John Lewis. You know, he was 80 years old. He died Sunday. And one thing that John Lewis was, he was a famous civil rights icon, longtime U.S. congressman in the state of Georgia. He fought for civil rights, equal justice, and freedom. His legacy is really going to be really put to test at this upcoming election, in my opinion. Just a couple of things. He was the last surviving speaker from the March on Washington in 1963. He was an original freedom rider. Thing he said, Arthur Blank said that, you know, he was a true American icon. And, you know, so I would say some more things about it, but I want to just get OG the Buck in here. OG the Buck, what the deal, baby?
Mayhem Monday, man. I'm feeling a little under the weather. I had a rough weekend, man. So if my voice seeming a little scratchy, man, I'm off cue, man. I apologize. Trying to get over this little cold. I'm going to touch base on Bugsy Siegel. Do it all legal. And happy heavenly birthday to you, Bug, man. You meant a lot to me, bro. You always were there for me and your nephew, Boo Meeks, man. And I just want to let you know you are missed, bro. And that's from the bottom of my heart. Shout out to Bugsy. John Lewis. First and foremost, let me send my prayers out to Mr. Lewis's family on his passing of pancreatic cancer. You know, Hazik El Boogie, you know, he pretty much said all of his accolades and all his attributes. So, you know, I don't have to get all into that. But one thing Boogie said, that he was a civil rights, can't remember the term, but he was a civil rights activist. That's what he said. And I just want to add on top of that, man, you know, I don't want him to be remembered as a civil rights activist. I know that might sound kind of strange. And yeah, I'm sick. I'm on the drugs, man. But I want him to be remembered as an American pioneer. He meant that much to America, not just to black people as a whole, but to America. So when I think of John Lewis, I think of an American pioneer, right along with Martin Luther King Jr., who would have been 91 this year. John Lewis died at 8. Two things I just want to talk about pertaining to John Lewis. Real quick, was one of the things that he did, like Boogie explained in his take. 1963, they marched in D.C. They marched for police brutality. They marched for, inequality. And it's just, you know, 1963 and to right now, it's just amazing to say that we still fighting for the same thing. You know, police brutality with the death of George Floyd, you know, with Breonna Taylor. You know, it's like, damn, man, we still here. And it's 2020. You know, they marched across that bridge in Selma, the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Now, my thing is this. If we trying to live in a new world, trying to live in a new life. We got it. It's different now. Do we know what Edmund Pettus was? He was a guy who fought for the Civil in the Civil War. He fought to keep slavery. He fought to keep their foot on our neck. Why the bridge still named Edmund Pettus? If you want to make a change, America, make a change. All across the board. If you don't do it for yourself, do it for John Lewis, a true American pioneer. And that's my take.
Streets on Mayhem Monday. Let's not forget on that same bridge, OG the Buck, our guy, John Lewis, had his skull fractured by who?
Ain't no question.
The Alabama State Troop in Selma. And the people didn't know where that bridge was in Selma, Alabama, where they was marching. So he wore that scar as he, over 3 decades of being a U.S. congressman, we want to give John Lewis, a great shout out, you know what I mean? And guys like Arthur Blank, you know, Hank Aaron, and our tweets, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, LeBron James, you know, CP3 saying that John Lewis is an influence on him to be a better parent and a better player's rep as they move forward. Guys like that. So, man, shout out to John Lewis and the crusade that, and the legacy and the pioneer and the trailblazing that he's done throughout America. So let's just give a quick moment of silence before we get to a commercial break. John Lewis, you with us, baby. We gonna keep it moving. We gonna stop at the stop sign. We gotta, you know what I mean, stop here for a second, stop at the light. And when we come back, if you know, you know. The NFL, ooh-wee, it was some things said over the weekend. Will there be a season? Should you be worried? You in the streets, Mayhem Monday, Boogie, T. Rizzy, Styles the God, ICE, and the OG the Buck. We in the building, baby. Mayhem Monday. Let's go.
Shout out, Buggy Single, John Lewis.
But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. Up there beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my. I couldn't last for long.
It's Mayhem Monday. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Once again, I'm your host, L Boogie. With the Dream Team, Styles the God, T Rizzy, ICE, and get it. Man, my man, OG the Buck, who keep bringing the fire at all times. Some people just listen to the show for the commercials. Forget what we talking about. They just want to hear the dope music, man. Shout out to OG the Buck, man. Peace to the gods once again, man, to a pioneer, to an icon, a trailblazer, a freedom rider, our guy, John Lewis, who passed at the age of 80 from pancreas cancer. Shouts out to his family. We will be praying for you as well. Man, now let's go through the light. We on green. And training camp starts this week for some today. And now it's that time of the season. Man, on Twitter yesterday, players, they blitzing the NFL about their concerns and guidelines on safety before they open up camp. So I'm just asking you, OG the Buck, how concerned, how worried are you about the season? Streets.
I'm very worried about the season. You know, you got Russell Wilson. Speaking of his, you know, and I'm telling you about Russell Wilson, boy. He don't play about that Sierra. He will crack your head, boy. Hey, cats say Russell's soft all they want to. You disrespect Sierra, brother, you got a problem. So for me, for him to have bought Sierra with his unborn child, that let me know how serious it is because, you know, when he make a statement like he concerned about his wife and his unborn child getting sick behind, you know, this. That let me know how serious. I mean, I know how serious, but that let me know how serious that the player is taking. You know, you got J.J. Watt. He started his letter of and he put a letter out for the NFL to explain their measures that they're taking health wise. So J.J. Watt started with we want to play, and then he had a whole list of questions. And then the last thing he said was, yeah, we want to play. So it's like they want to get it in, but you gotta show me some protocols. You gotta show me some health guidelines, you know. And I don't want to say like the NBA doing, but you gotta show me something, man. And I'd be interested to hear your take on it. You know what I'm saying? But no fans. I was looking at some little literature today. Al Davis' son, what's his name? Mark Davis, the one got up running the LA now, running the Vegas Raiders team. They looking forward to playing these games without no fans. So, you know, it's gonna be different, man. It's gonna definitely be different. Do I think they gonna last? I think the NBA, us seeing what the NBA doing and being able to see how they thing work out, that's how we'll be able to determine if the NFL thing going to go. So, in wrapping up my take, I look forward to seeing sports as a whole, man. I can't wait. I'm mad. I'm going to get this for the NBA. I got something for the NBA, but I'm upset that there's so much back and forth. You know what I mean? I look forward to the season going. I look forward to seeing what the NBA going to do. That way it can determine, in my own opinion, how the NFL thing going to go. So stay tuned, my man. And yeah, that's my take.
There will be a season. They will start on time. And that's what those owners are saying. Listen, you talking to the Rolex wearing, limousine ride. I will get some players to play. And listen to this. This is different. This is not like scab players. It's some players just like, I think that the society have compassion and empathy for those guys who do cross the line and be like, hey, man, I have to feed my family. Because remember, it's still people right now who are essential workers going to their jobs 9 to 5, putting their job, putting their life on the line. So why can't you? So I think the season will start on time. I just think that they will make some provisions, ask the players, what is it that you want? You had to come out with something. First thing is you didn't have a shutdown. You waited to see what everybody was going to do. And let's remember this too, OG the Buck. There is no timetable on this COVID-19. There is no, okay, we're going to wait until March because that's when we'll have an antidote. That's when we'll have something to cure it. They don't have a timetable. And it's money and billions on the line. And you have to remember, society depends on sports too. People who work at the parking garages. Those parking garages, the money, remember, this sale is city tax. It's everybody gets a cut. Everybody eats, B. Everybody eats, B. What you mean? You ain't eating? And I'm putting this money in your pocket, Anna. That's what sports do for the economy.
It's all about the money.
Oh, man. So,
it's all about the money. You make a great point.
Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Aaron Donaldson, yes, they've come out. J.J. Watt, like you said, they've come out with tweets and things said about those. But listen to this. Those three are top five paid in the NFL. So they can sit out. And what about those who are living check to check, just like the essential workers, most of us? So you got to keep playing. You got to keep pushing. Man, we're going to leave a more time. We're going to stop at the stop sign. We're going to leave more time for our NBA take and for our callers to give us a call, because we just got a kite flown and said that when the NBA starts, the eight games not included in the NBA voting awards. So I'm going to ask OG the Buck, the Dream Team, and the Asylum, and our callers, who are your award winners in the NBA? It's the streets. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. Mayhem Monday. We in the building, baby. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets.
Double up. 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
5, 4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
Turn 7 to a 14. 14 to a whole day. Lord knows it's a cold game. Push up on you hoes, man. Big body take both lanes. Back seat blowing propane. All black, 5 gold chains. Young rich nigga bossed up on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chain. RC, we for show bang.
Tiny Lopes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope game? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? But you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change. Fucked up when the dope bags. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they clothes change. At the park with the low face, I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive-by, that was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJs, trying to make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage, trying to double up.
Yeah, 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us.
Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. We back in the building. It's Mayhem Monday. I'm your host, L Boogie. Styles of God, T Rizzy, ICE. And you hear the music? You see how we on? The engineer, OG the Buck. OG, what the deal, baby? We getting close to the NBA. And now, oh man, here we go. The NBA Awards. And these are the odds on favorites. who should, you know, who's first, second, third, fourth. I mean, you can agree or disagree. And I'm kind of appalled at some of who they have on their list. But MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved, Sixth Man, Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, Executive of the Year. And we know we can go there. But MVP, they have Giannis first, LBJ second, Anthony Davis, James Harden, Joker, Dame Lillard, Kawhi Leonard, and Russell Westbrook. Those are your odds-on favorite to win the MVP. I'm just going to ask you, because we're going to go through each one, who do you think should be MVP? Because those eight games playing, they will have no bearing on the voting. So who's your MVP?
My MVP is
Who knew?
Man, I'm going to tell you just like this, man. Seeing that whatever happens from here on out, it doesn't matter because they're going to grade on what happened before the pandemic. It is going to be hands down. And it's just a lot of guys. You named a lot of guys, man. Oh, my God. You named a lot of guys. I can't wait until we get to Rookie of the Year. Woo! We should have started this at 12 because it ain't going to be enough time. But to drag it out no longer, my MVP is going to Kawhi Leonard. I won't take that long on my other ones.
Kawhi Leonard is your MVP. And let me ask you, though, before I give you mine, I know the world is going to, you know, I know they're anticipating because everybody says I come off the wall and this and that, but why is Kawhi your MVP? So you got to give me some validated points why he's your MVP because they're going to go crazy in the asylum. Why is he your MVP this year, OG?
Because I think, honestly, he is the best all-around player on the court. He brings a lot with his game, which is scoring for one, passing, rebounds, and most importantly, you better hope he don't get my Defensive Player of the Year. And defense, when you all around like this young man is, when your game is great in all aspects, he got to be my MVP.
Street. And listen here, world. You're as good as your last game. And I will say, their last meeting against top-notch guys, LeBron James versus Kawhi Leonard. They won by 11. And LeBron, because of foul trouble Anthony Davis, man, he tripled with Anthony Davis. LeBron stepped up, guarded Giannis, guarded Kawhi Leonard, won those games, looked it fresh. And I know this is going to shock the world, but I have to give it to LeBron James. 25 points, 7 rebounds, and he averaged a league-leading 10 assists a game from the three spot. And without LeBron on the floor, the Lakers are ranked 28th. With him on the floor, they're ranked 2. I have to give it to him. Numbers, and I have to say the eye test. He has been the MVP this year, better than Giannis, Kawhi.
They're all gonna be talking about no Giannis. I can't wait to hear the calls on this one.
Let me ask you this. Let's go young now. Rookie of the Year is really only a 2-man race, Ja Morant and Zion Williamson. I think this will be really quick.
I'm gonna make it real quick. I thought I was gonna make it real quick. You know, Zion didn't even play the first what, month or two. Morant been balling. I'm going Zion Williams, rookie of the year. Hey, notice you see how I set that up? Like, man, how can he win? And he ain't even played all the games, and Morant been balling. But Zion changes the game in his rookie year. I can't wait till they start the hoops back up. My bad. Go ahead, bro. We're going to be all day.
I have to go against that because I just want to ask you, are you doing dope or dog food? Because John Morant, since day one, has been trying to posterize everybody. Ask Anthony Davis. He's been trying to posterize everybody when he gets in the paint. He's a highlight. He's a top 10 of the night. Every night he's on the floor. No disrespect to Zion, but it's this Kawhi Leonard. Let's go on games as well. And who is in the playoffs right now? Memphis, not the Pelicans. And that's because Zion is on the floor. They in the bubble.
In the bubble.
They got 8 games.
They got a shot.
But right now, they got a shot at the playoffs, but he ain't got no shot at no rookie of the year. John Morant. I have to go with him. Now, let's get to the DOY, the defensive player of the year. Eyes on favorite, Giannis, Anthony Davis, Rudy Gobert, Patrick Beverly, and Joel Embiid. That's your top five. You have a dark horse, or out of those five, who's your DOF of the year? OG the Buck.
I said I'm gonna quit leading my segment with and I did it again. How about that? Let's go with I feel the need. No dark horses like you asked. This guy is MVP. I got to get him in there somewhere. It's only right. Giannis. I don't even know how to say his last name. Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. You're going with the Greek Freak. And I know I'm going real off the grid. Yes, it could be Anthony Davis. Yes, it could be Rudy Gobert. But
ooh,
I'm going with Pesty Pat. Pesty Pat Beverly. Nobody wants to see him. He makes the Clippers go. If one is out, Pat is stepping
he
up.
He get on
he's
my
the
nerve.
Other guy. He's Pesty Pat.
He do get on me. He get under my skin, and I ain't even checking him. I can imagine.
I gotta go with old.
Nobody.
I gotta go
Beverly.
With old Pesty Pat Beverly, man. It's St. Patty's Day. Every night he's on the floor. He gonna celebrate. I gotta go with old Pesty Pat Beverly as my DOY, my defensive player of the year. Now this is a tough one. Let's go to the one that's not that tough. It's tough, but it ain't that tough. How about sixth man of the year? Eyes on favorite, Dennis Schroeder, Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams, Derrick Rose, Jordan Clarkson, and Jeremy Grant. Those are your top six.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's hard. And I saved the hardest one. I'm going to say that out of the players' pickings, I'm going to save it for last. I think that might be the hardest one. But six men of the year is the closest to being picking the hardest. You got six tough ones, OG. Who you got?
Woo! It's easy to say Lou Williams, but I'm going to make it a little harder than that. I know we up against it. I'm going to go. Man, it's a lot of guys, man. But I'm going to go Dennis Schroeder, man. He been balling, man. He been balling for some years. He underrated. You know, a lot of those guys you said, like, they big-name players. So the sixth man is for, to me, is for the it's for that guy that be balling, but he don't start. You know, he don't get the line. So like Lou Williams, all them guys, they rock. You had a couple of Cole. You had Luka in there, I think. But I'm gonna go with Dennis Schroeder, man.
You don't go with old Dennis the Menace, huh?
Old Dennis the Menace.
I might have to agree with you because we didn't have high expectations on OKC, and they're right up there in that, you know, fighting for that fifth and sixth spot. So, you're right. You can give it to Montrell. You can give it to Lou. But I think they're going to be snatching votes from each other. So I don't think I can't put them in a race. For real. So I got to go with old Dennis the Menace Schroeder, man. I agree with you on that. Now.
Wow, that's hard to believe that we agreed on that one. With all those tight guys out there, all those good guys out there. But
most
didn't deserve it, man, being a first-round pick in 13, you know. I hope he continue to do well.
Yeah. Most improved. This one's hard. Woo, this one's hard, DB, and I hope you got your thinking cap on, and I hope you're ready. Most improved from the Miami Heat, Bam Adebayo. You got Brandon Ingram from the Pelicans. You got Jason Tatum from the Celtics. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from OKC. Trae Young from Atlanta, and Pascal Siakam from Toronto. The top six, I don't favorite. Ooh, wee! Man, that's heat right there.
That's heat right there. But guess what, Boogie? Ain't none of them guys getting no play in my ride. Streets! I'm going with who could arguably be MVP. I'm going with Luka. Don't call me Luka. I'm going with Luka, most improved. He's not even on your list.
You're going Luka, Doc. Okay. All right. You're going to go with Luka.
Where does Luka fit in on this?
On this list right here, he doesn't. Luka doesn't get any play in my ride. And I don't even have one right now. So he's definitely not getting one. Getting in there now because Luka is doing what he do, and we knew what he was. If he's in your MVP candidacy, most improved, and like I said, I can go on, but it's either Pascal Siakam or Bam Adebayo. He's an all-star.
Bam Bigelow.
And my man Pascal was an all-star. He has Toronto in the number one spot. So Pascal Siakam gets my most improved,
he
man.
He could have been sick, man, a long time ago. My bad. I don't mean that. Right?
But he's starting now.
Oh, he's starting now. Oh, okay.
He took over.
He got the rocking when Kawhi was over there. He was rocking. I think that's when he really
that's
bought
what
a
I'm
name
saying.
For himself.
And that's what I'm saying. He filled the void of Kawhi Leonard. No, you're not Kawhi, but he became an all-star and had them boys rocking at number one. And so let's get to this coach of the year real quick. You got, you know, Mike Bodenhauser over there with the Bucks, Nick Nurse with the Raptors, Billy Donovan, OKC, Brad Stevens with the Celtics. You got what's my man Frank Vogel with the Lakers? You know, who do you think DB should get coach of the year?
Wow, do you mean to tell me you don't have these guys? Can you hear me?
I'm listening.
You mean to tell me you didn't have this guy on your list neither? We just talking about how
Doc Rivers.
They made the No. We just talking about how. Or maybe you did not hear you. We just got finished talking about how this coach was able to get guys like Siakam in there to fill void for Kawhi and still had a team rocking. You didn't have a coach in there.
I did. Nick Nurse.
Oh,
Nick Nurse,
okay,
the Raptors.
Okay, so I thought I might not have heard. I might not have heard you. Yeah, I'm going Nick Nurse. I'm going Nick Nurse, man. I like what he's doing up there. He got them guys in attention. He got them guys playing. He got guys filling voids and he got. I'm going with Nick Nurse.
Calling Nurse in. I have to give Nick maybe the nod. Second, that's right behind him. Old Billy the Kid, man, Billy Donovan. You didn't never suspect OKC to be doing what they doing. They don't have that much talent, but they rocking in the West, and they up there in the playoff run, fighting for that, like I said, that fifth, sixth spot. But, yeah, call in Nick the Quick, man. Call the Nurse in. And I must say, Nick Nurse should be Coach of the Year, and Billy Donovan should be second, right behind you. So we agreed on two things. What about Executive of the Year? Who do you have?
Executive of the Year, he's been doing it for years. One of the greatest coaches that coached for a lot of you young guys that ain't hip to him. He's doing a great job down there in Florida, man. You know, got Jimmy Buckets down there balling, man. It's a great trade to get him in there. I got a kite flown to me. I said they got Iguodala, Andre. He rocking with him, so he'll be in that bubble. Got rid of my big guy, Big Whiteside. What was his name? Hassan. Woo! I didn't think that was a good move, man. But Miami rocking, man. So, you know, I stuck with that Eric Spoelstra kid at the coach. Man, this guy was a video boy. He ain't on nothing about. He's videoing. He got him a cold job, man, because of Riley, man. So I'm going with Pat Riley, man.
OPR, old Pat Riley, huh? Got to go with old Pat. I agree. I must agree. My man over in Toronto, he a close second, though. He a close second. Everything you said, I agree with. But my man in Toronto, he a close second. Just signed Fred.
Oh, the black guy?
Fred. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my man.
They hate him over there. What's the guards over there? Left from over
Kyle
there.
Lowry.
Kyle Lowry. What's the guy that just left over there? Play with San Antonio. Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah,
number two,
DeRosa. Yeah, but my
DeRosa.
Man, Mutri, president. Yeah,
Mazay
from Well, you want a championship, or you want friendship? You could be friends off the court. I gotta get this ship. So sorry, DeMarcus. Hey man, listen, business is business. You know,
business is business.
Shout out. To, you know, I mean, the NBA, they'll be back this week. Shout out to MLB. They'll be back this week. We will have sports, hopefully. Hopefully there's no hiccups and what's going on. And we can be really talking about some sports and what has transpired. Because it's going to be games, babe. It's the streets. Mayhem Monday. Give us a call. 515-605-9370. Just a part of the show where we get the asylum rocking. And give us your take. It's your boy Boogie, OG the Buck. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street.
I wore a pink ring just for the vino. I keep a G like it's Encinos. I take the beat just like I'm Debo. I shoot my shot like a free throw. Opportunity when knocking at your door, but nigga was blocking the keyhole. 1.5 on the wedding. I bet she never forget it. I bet your niggas are deadly. 200 lessons forget it. I got my niggas on call. You got some niggas on style. Pay no attention to y'all. Got you my cushion to fall. Rich up me up, yeah. That's on me, baby. They bitch call 150, and I bought three, baby. You know what's going on. Stop chasing me, baby. I'm the big dog. You need to flee, baby.
Yellow bees in my dog. See how this shit I got on with a splash of expensive cologne. Got her all in the zone. Slurping the sits in the moan. Switch up a hit in the homie, she want it. Be gone for a while, it be on in the moment. Don't rap from it, walk right up on the opponent. For rapping and trapping, I'm truly the king. Instead trying to see how I do everything. From movies to business to politics, real estate. Used to take risks with the shit on the interstate. Now I make moves to make sure my kids are straight. Hold a up, let me get this straight. A giraffe shouldn't be worried about the ways of a turtle. One eat from the trees and one eat from the dirt. You tough on your son, but you timid in person. That shit counterfeit, she get paid for your verses.
They be so good, make her go on a perk. That how I find out Pee Wee winning a perk. Now all I demand is all I deserve. Came in the bitch and I had it my way. Go down for respect, let your dad out the way. Looking for smoke, you can have it your way. But patience to spare, I don't have it to play. And beside that, nigga, down trap on the way.
Got out the line on me. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. These niggas be lying on me. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Hey, race on me, I keep the blue strip.
Blue strip.
She licking on me like Cool Whip.
What?
Left my hoe, I got a new bitch.
New bitch.
New Bentley on my truck. Shoot. Might get the lamb truck too. Ooh, got a new chopper finna shoot. I got a bitch jumping through the hoops. Got a money racket to the roof. I got your girl, she on me.
She
bad, I can leave her lonely. Why the rollie looking phony? Why these niggas tryna clone me? Trip, I get that thing on my hip. She bad, might get a tip. Honey's on me, make a flip. Ooh, she slipping like spring water. You a trick, but a bag on her. I can't trip, I got cash on me. I was broke, had no racks on me. Ooh, pull up like the men in black. Made back in the back of the back. I was broke, had to keep me in sack. She was calling, so I might call her back.
My dog front of me a nine, I ain't never look back. Never look back. Teeth in the Mustang look like cook crack. Wait, oh wait. G laying on the G, shoes quarter key. I'm all about the alphabet, watch cost cover B. Got them using, took them ladder straight across state line.
State line.
My dog just hit me from the fed, talk to him, fake time.
Hello?
Yeah. Pussy's hating on the G. Streets waiting on the G. Bad bitch in my room, about to pop that pussy like Don P. Go hard, no sleep.
No sleep.
Valentine's on my feet. Real hustler. 1.5 on the counter next week. That's the way I was raised. Keep it G, baby.
G, baby.
G for that Givenchy, that's on me, baby.
That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Keep that out of on me. Yeah, that's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
I hear you, boo.
Oh, man, we going bonkers. He's one of the best sports talk shows on the internet in the world. I'm your host, L Boogie.
Ooh, they love me, baby.
We in the building, baby. We coming to you live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-605-9370. If you missed us, get with us on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. Shout out, man, to John Lewis, man, the great pioneer, one of the first freedom riders and the last of the surviving speakers, the march on Washington. Shout out to Buzzy Siegel, the man. Uncle Buzzy Siegel, today was his birthday. Shout out to you, Siegel. It's Mayhem Monday. We in the building, baby. It's time for our callers. It's that time, OG the Buck. We're going to get our callers in. All-time caller, all-time listener. And because of that, he earned the name P-Funk because he be bringing that funk in. Man, let's bring him in. All-time caller, all-time listener, our guy P. And P, we've been talking about John Lewis, the state of the NFL, and the award given out to the NBA players and coaches and execs. Give us your take on this Mayhem Monday, P. How was your barbecue?
Yeah, man. What's up, man? What it do, baby? We in the building. All right, real quick, though. It was sad seeing, you know, Representative Lewis pass. You know, he definitely put in a lot of work for our community and, you know, and our people and whatnot. And he definitely fought, you know, even to his last day. So I definitely salute him for everything he did for us and, you know, to push the fight forward and then, you know, help us continue this whole fight. So I just want to send my condolences to his family and whatnot. As far as the NFL, I don't know what they're going to do, man. They just, I want to say it's like a kid doing a project like the night before, and they just trying to figure it out on the fly. But it's like you had from, you had up until when the NBA shut down, like, and everybody was saying, oh, well, they don't start till September. They'll be okay. They'll have the protocols and all that. Granted, cases have been going up, and, you know, you still just trying to keep your eye on what's going on. But at the same time, you had a long time gap to figure out some type of plan, like worst case scenario, best case scenario, in between all of that. So it's really no excuse for them, honestly. As far as like the NBA awards, I'll go really quick. Ja Morant, Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year. I got to give it to Nick Nurse again for what he did. I say Defensive Player, I'll probably give it to Giannis. He's probably going to be walking away with two awards, Defensive Player of the Year and MVP, low key. Sixth Man, I'm not saying Lou Will don't deserve it because he's always the ultimate, you know, sixth man, even though he always got contenders each year. I say his teammate probably deserves it this year, Montrezl Harrell. I'll probably give it to him this year. Maybe, you know, I ain't gonna lie though, Dennis Schroeder does deserve, you know, some type of recognition though, because that little three-man squad between him, Chris Paul, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they a nice little three-man perimeter squad. And yeah, most improved, I gotta give it to a dude from Miami, Bam Adebayo. Like, he definitely improved the most. And yeah, MVP is Giannis.
Well, Giannis
gets
two out of your book, huh, Pete?
Yeah, Coach of the Year. I mean, it's hard picking Coach of the Year, man, because it's I want to say, you know, Nick Nurse, what he did with Toronto, you know, they nobody, I mean, granted, they back, you know, they defended champions, but at the same time, we all know what Kawhi, you know, playoff run meant to them last year. So for him to still have them on that same pedestal, like up there in the standings, and they still a good defensive team without Kawhi, that tells you a lot, you know. But at the same time, Coach Bud, he did, you know, he did improve his roster with how they fizzled out last year in the playoffs. He definitely got some more pieces, some more shooters around Giannis, and improved his squad. But Coach Vogel been doing his thing over there in the West, too. And I don't know who, I think it was you, OG, that said Kawhi should be MVP. Man, that man ain't played enough games for him to be MVP, man. He ain't played enough games. Like, as much as he's improved, as much as he's improved his game this year with you know, assists, because he really never been that big of an assist person. Like, he can rebound and defend and score, you know what I mean? But he ain't never really been that type of playmaker. But he's been improving this year, though. So I give him a nod for that. But he got to play more games a little bit. It's kind of like the whole Kyrie Irving situation. Like, he's great. Like, when he's on the court, he's a superstar, like a tremendous player, but he got to stay on the court. Like, he's not even healthy right now in the bubble. He's still ailing right now. And it's been 4 months. He'd had a four-month break. But, yeah, y'all go ahead and continue, man. My bad.
Why, just real quick, last question, P. Why did you give your DOF to the Greek Freak and not Rudy, Patrick, or Anthony Davis? Are they a close second, or is it a landslide?
No. AD is definitely a close second, because he definitely been holding them down when they go small in the Lakers. Because, you know, they got Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee, but at the same time, they know Anthony Davis is that cornerstone defensive player, like with them splitting touches and whatnot. So yeah, Anthony Davis is definitely right there though, on his heels. But since, you know, you can't really do nothing in these eight games, you know what I mean? It's just all on Giannis.
Street. Man, we appreciate you, Pete, yeah, man.
We definitely appreciate it, Pete. Before you go, I just the Kawhi Leonard MVP, you got a great point, bro, when you say he haven't really been getting his rec in. Man, I love the comparison with the Kyrie, because that's one of the kind of things I – my knock on Kyrie, he wasn't playing in the beginning of the season. And he had some comments and this and that about why he is injured, like you say, going into the bubble 4 months in. You know, yeah, he injured. But I'm going to tell you this, Pete, and remember we had this conversation. July 20th. When the smoke in all these games, Kawhi will be there standing strong, and he's going to make you know it, please. And we'll get back to it. But I just had to get back in on that. We appreciate your call. Thank you.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all stay safe.
That's what's up.
Thank you, Pete. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street! Let's get to our next caller. He's been itching to get in the queue, to get in the asylum, to get on the field, to jab with his all-time caller, all-time listener. He also has earned a street cred name from the streets, Killer Cole. What's the deal, Killer Cole? You in the building, babe. Killer Cole,
can y'all hear me?
There you go. Yeah, we hear you now.
I thought it was
so,
coming, yeah.
What's going on with y'all?
Oh, man.
I had to stop at the store real quick.
Right.
Oh, man. We
appreciate the call.
No doubt. Now, you've been listening to the show. NFL players tweeting. They want to play, but they have concerns about safety issues and opting out clauses and things like that. You got the NBA awards, and we had an icon, a pioneer, the great John Lewis, passed away yesterday on the show. What's your take on the show today, Cole? What's your jabs, man? Give us your jabs, left hook and straight right. What you got for it?
Before the jabs, I'm going to give a big, big shout-out to John Lewis, man. It's a shame that I didn't know who he was until, you know, the passing of him. So that just let me know I need to do more research and stay up on our history. What's going on?
Because you're 30 years old.
Right.
My bad, though.
The NFL. I'm like you, Boogie, man. It's like they keep with you, OG the Buck. They keep going back and forth. It's like we got to make a decision and stick with it. You know, so we can't keep weathering whether we're gonna do it or not. And you know what I'm saying? I just think that when you were talking about regular people, like it's people like me, you know, you too, and we still got to go to work, and we ain't got no incentives, we ain't getting nothing, you know what I'm saying? I feel like they could do the same. It's no reason that they can't play football with the proper measurements and safety protocol. So I don't get it. And on y'all awards, I agree with a lot of awards that y'all came up with, but you already know, OG the Buck, I'm going to go with LeBron James on the MVP. To me, that's just hands down. P said it. Kawhi Leonard ain't played enough games, you know what I'm saying? So you missing. I think he missed like 20 games or so, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around there. And Giannis could have, I mean, if I was going to pick somebody, it wouldn't be Kawhi over Giannis. Giannis having a hell of a season. And for the reason I'm not picking him, though, it's just like, it's LeBron James' time right now. It's not your time right now. So I definitely think he should get another one. He's been robbed a couple of times too. So the sixth man, I get what y'all talking about with Schroeder. I really wanted to have one too, but I mean, to me, if the Clippers don't have Lou Williams, if he wasn't going to that bubble, they weren't finna win no championship. No disrespect to Kawhi Leonard, but you're gonna need Lou Williams, that's for sure. And defensive player of the award. I gotta go with you guys with Giannis. You know what I'm saying? He gotta get somebody there, so why not give him defensive player? Coaching, I gotta go with Nick Nurse, able to maintain a winning season as they did last year, back in the playoffs comfortably, and not fighting for no eighth seed. I just think they did a great job this year too, and Nick Nurse has continued to show that he's a great coach, and they've been flying under the radar. Like, they are underrated, and the Sixers and the Celtics, I mean, that's the team they got to worry about. So, that's my take, fellas.
Hold on, Boogie. Let me be first. am I not going to allow MVP to keep trying to rock Kawhi Leonard on this MVP run that he's on? Kawhi Leonard is averaging 26.9 points, 7.3 rebounds, and 5 assists per game. And he played in 51 games. And if I'm not mistaken, it's an 82-game season. How many more games did they have? You know what I'm saying? He set some games, man, but he still averaged 27.7 boards. That's all I'm going to say. Go ahead, Boogie.
Only thing I'm going to say is about your – you said your most improved player. Did you give that one?
No, I didn't give my most improved, but one I was going to give was Jason Tatum because he easily could have been in the MVP running this year too. People forgot about him, but, yeah, I probably would have went with Jason Tatum.
He could have never been in the MVP, right?
Reason why I can't go with Jason Tatum – because he came out the box strong. His rookie year, you thought that he was going to just explode his sophomore year, and he had a sophomore slump. So I can't just give it to JT, but I will to Pascal Siakam because he came from the ashes. You really didn't know too much about him, but once he hit the scene, he's just been improving and improving. There's something you didn't know he had. You knew Jason Tatum had it. You did know Pascal Siakam had it.
Do you think you think Pascal had a better season this year than last year?
Yes, I do.
Getting that shit. Yeah.
Because you playing with Kawhi Leonard and then you come back after you had a great finals and be an all-star. You bagged it up.
All right.
After your first you won your first championship, you just got on the map, and then you get your first All-Star, and then you are the leader to this team being maybe one or two in the East. You have a better record than Jason Tatum and lesser talent around you than Jason Tatum. I think Kemba's better than Kyle Lowry, you know what I mean? So he has some pedigree, you know what I'm saying, around him more so than that. So, but yeah, Cole, and let me ask you this. You don't think Montrezl Harrell is more valuable than Lou in that bubble right now? I know you said Lou is valuable, but you don't think Montrezl is either?
I definitely think he's valuable. They're going to need both of them. But, you're going to need Montrezl Harrell because they don't got no big man. That's what they messed up at. But I still think Lou Williams is a better player, more valuable than Montrezl Harrell. He been doing that six man since I don't know when. That's just what he do. Like, he comfortable in that role. He coming in and getting buckets. Montrezl Harrell more like a hustle man, you know what I'm saying? He probably don't get you 15 and 10, somewhere around there. But, you know, Lou Williams, he can block 40, you know.
Man.
Go out and get buckets. OG the Buck with that. You said Kawhi had 26 rebounds and 5 assists, right? And they were second in the West. 27. How about this, though? LeBron James, 26 points, 8 rebounds, and 11 assists with the best record in the West. And played damn near all the games. So I feel you on the Kawhi, but he ain't, and he younger. Like, you told us what you want. You finished some games. Like, you said that already. So, you definitely don't deserve it for that, for you putting that out there. They had to change the whole rules because he wanted to get on that, what they was calling it, the little
time
games.
That
I forgot what they called it.
Yeah, management. Player management.
Right. He done started that whole, so, you know.
Yeah,
you don't get no play on my radio.
COVID-19 pandemic. We're going to see who the best player is because this bubble gone. There is no home court advantage. Only team that has maybe a home court advantage is Orlando, and they're the AC. So, but I still don't see it. So we're going to see who the best player is.
Definitely.
We appreciate it, Cole, man. As always, we appreciate your call. Killer Cole in the building. Oh, Mayhem Monday.
Appreciate y'all.
No doubt. When we come back, it's Big Dummy of the Day. And as always, Cole, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets. It's that time of the show. We're going to stop at the stoplight. When we come back, we're going to end it. Big Dummy of the Day. It's the streets. I've been host Boogie, T-Roll, Styles of God, ICE, OG the Buck. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. We will have sports this week. Let's go.
Never fuck with the thoughts released. So when I start, man, I'ma make them bring friends. Hustling, thrown around, got no time to pretend. My love ship failed and sink in the deep end. Now my thoughts are fuck that shit. And I'm feeling sorry for whoever fucks that bitch. I'm just thankful that I moved on and focused on the rap. Now I'm making every beat and I'm mixing every track. Reciting facts, I'm an intelligent man. And I'm always on the roll like I'm the Michelin man. Goddamn, if you're feeling this, then put your hands up. If you're truly supporting, don't be afraid to show love. If you want a battle, boy, you better show up. Came up from the bottom, beat the odds with no love.
It's the rap.
No love. Came up from the bottom, beat the odds with no love. No love, came up from the bottom, beat the odds with no love.
The rap.
No love, came up from the bottom, beat the odds with no love. No love, came up from the bottom, beat the odds with no love. John Cena's on the back of my jersey. You can find me in the corners doing the dirty. I be boozing in the booth, vision far past blurry, man. I can be on methamphetamine and bring the hurt, see. The rap game was blessed when my mom birthed me. And if it ain't clear, stick around, cause it will be. Been through hell and back, look in the mirror, it's still me. Other than time itself, there ain't nothing that can kill me. When it comes to your style, bro, it's dumpy. Now I'm about to make you fall off like Humpty. Every person hitting deep down, they love me. And if you've been judging by the cover, then come see. I spit mean, it's me, the grim ream. My sides can slice clean, my rhymes can dice deep. I don't give a fuck if none of you like me, cause I'm already hearing some people recite me. This is my dream, everything is now emotion. Started from the room, now I okay, spreading like ocean. All these other rappers, they be dumber than some posts. And I swear their minds are more unexplored than the ocean. This is my dream, everything is now emotion. Started from the room, now I okay, spreading like ocean. All these other rappers, they be dumber than some posts. And I swear their minds are more unexplored than the ocean.
Step into the emergency room, I know you've heard of these two. The camel surgery crew, you know you certainly do. Saying that we ain't the son of Satan would be an understatement. Dissecting MCs in the basement. Leave contamination, mask up on my face. And I got a scalpel shaking, waiting patient. Know that I ain't playing. I'm moving so elusive, a motherfucking nuisance. Just listen to my music, but you ain't gotta prove shit. Roll the blunt, I'll take two hits. Then hold the mic, I'll make ruthless tracks off the top in the booth. It's nothing for an MC when you got to jump the deuce. And I really love my music, that's why I really do. I spit the shit and deliver it. Get the Bacardi a little, sip the blunt a little hit. Getting all the heads bobbing, yeah, you all are into it. I got the physics of the business, yeah, this shit is intricate. And I'll keep it manifesting and investing. In Apple Studio, we mastered every bar and section. About to get aggressive, you don't wanna learn your lesson. But this class is now in session, so give me your attention. A show of abuse, so don't you test the shit. A lyrical specialist, just give me a bar and I'll assess the shit. Then make a mess of it, a true pessimist. Talking shit, I suggest to get your ass far away.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie. I got Styles the God, T Rizzy, ICE, the OG, the Buck, who bringing the funk to you. We come to you Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Get with us on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com. Category Sports, search box, The Streets is Talking. What a heck of a show today, man. Mayhem Monday. Shout out to John Williams, John Lewis and his family. R.I.P. R.I.H. Great man. Great leader. Let's try to keep the legacy alive. We talked about the NFL. We talked about the NBA. Awards. Who do you have as your MVP? Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved, Six-Man Rookie of the Year, all that, Coach of the Year. It's coming out, baby, before this week is out. We will have the awards. And we will see and go back and see who got it right. How many did you get right? It's that time of the show. Talked about the NFL.
Kawhi MVP.
Now, NFL. You've had since March, since they shut down the country, until now, to get a plan in place for the players to continue to play. Not only do you not have a plan in place, the players are sounding off on the stipulations and the safety that you do. NFL, you had all this time. March, April, May, June, July, you had 5 months to get it right, to get a plan in place for the players. Now training camp is about to start this week, and you have star players who are threatening not to report to camp. So for July 20th, 2020, you are the big dummy of the day. Yeah, you.
Boy, NFL.
Yeah, NFL. As usual.
They got to get it together.
Man.
They
got to
get it,
right, get
it together.
Brother. We got it here. We got it.
NFL.
Ooh, we. Man, it's that time of the show. We done ran out of gas. No change for the meter. We got to get ready for Wednesday. You got any shouts out before we get out of here?
My shout out today. First of all, somebody had a barbecue this weekend that they ain't tell me about. I just want to put that on the record. They said it was last minute and all that. You know, they know I love my barbecue, man. My man had a barbecue this weekend and didn't tell me. That's L Boogie. We put that on the record for everybody to know. Anyway, my shout out is gonna go out to my caller. I appreciate the call. Killer Kobe. My man P from Florida. We appreciate the call, man. We appreciate all the guys in the queue that didn't get in today. Trey, B Dub, Har. So many air codes in here, man. Atlanta. My man Gomez. Connecticut. Iowa, Cali, we appreciate all the calls, man. Appreciate all the calls. We appreciate everybody. We do it for you guys, man. Thanks for the support. I want to shout out all the essential workers, man, that's trying to keep us safe as these numbers continue to spike throughout these states. I'm a little under the weather myself, man, trying to stay healthy, man. I appreciate all y'all. The Dream Team, STG, ICE, T-Ro, Boogie, shout out to Cobras, the number one youth team organization in Ohio, shout out to everybody listening, man. World, do one thing, picture me rolling.
Three. Man, I want to give a shout out, man, to old John Lewis and his family, man. All right. Say it again. Shout out, man, to Uncle Bugsy Siegel. Oh, man. I
do
can
it
go
all
on and
legal.
On. But I just want to give a shout out to Siegel. How many friends of mine that he touched, and he just was an uncle to them all. And he loved each and every one of my closest friends and treated them like a nephew. And if they asked for anything, Buzzy Seeker was always there, man, to help out if he could.
Always.
Anything.
My bad.
So shout out to you. Shout out. That's all good. Shout out to you, Buzzy Siegel, man. Shout out to his son, Von. I know you listening. I want to give a shout out to Love, Hope. Give a shout out to everybody, man. all the essential workers. Apologize to OG the Buck, man. I ain't get him here for the old barbecue, but there's more to come. So, you know what I mean?
I love my barbecue.
So I just, to the world, man, appreciate you tuning in. Keep inspiring us. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole
rest
lot
in
of
peace,
girlfriends.
John Lewis, Bugsy. Shout out to the Toast. I see you.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I wanna make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. Oh, you bitch ass. Can you niggas see me from there? Balling on y'all punk ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mogren. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.
Ryan Bridges, I see you. Streets!